Welcome back to another episode of Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Amy. It is Tuesday, April 1st. Happy April Fool's Day, everyone. Anyone have any good tricks up their sleeve for today? Just remember, be kind. There are some jokes that are not so funny. Kind of like the state of our country. Sorry for the little disappearing act. It was not intentional. Just got a little sidetracked with some other things going on in my life. Allow me to fill everyone in a little bit. So as everyone knows, or if you don't know, I am very passionate about music and about singing. As I clear my throat, which is the worst thing you could possibly do. But something had popped up on my Facebook feed where you could go for an audition. So I decided, you know, what the heck? Let's go ahead. Let's do this. Let's put ourselves out there. So I went to the audition, full-heartedly just thinking, okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to do a little voice reading. I'm going to, you know, do some singing and we'll see how it goes. They say yes. Great. If they don't, it's not the end of the world. There's other avenues that we can pursue for this, right? Well, before I had even gotten home, I had received a message that I had been selected to go to a showcase in July in Orlando, Florida for a week. I had to pull over for a second because I couldn't believe it. After ugly crying for about 5 or 10 minutes, I decided to finish the rest of my journey home, where I shared the news with the awake members of my family. And it's a lot that's going to happen, and it may require some of my time away from the podcast, but I am going to try to keep everything updated and keep being ridiculous as often as possible, because this is a big commitment for me too, because this is another part of the things that I love. I love talking. I love engaging with people. And sorry, I've been very emotional today, April 1st. This evening will be my first meeting over Zoom with my coach that's going to be helping me through the competition. And I'm very nervous, and it's just a little after 12 in the morning. So as you can tell, I can't sleep either. I'm excited. I'm nervous. I'm ready to take those next steps. And with those steps, you know, it's going to be a week in Florida. So there are some financial obligations, and I'm trying to do my best. I did release a little short album over on Bandcamp. If you want to check it out, it is under Ridiculousness. And you'll see my little goofy face on there. If anybody would like to purchase or share, that would be fantastic. There is also a GoFundMe page as well to try to raise a little bit of money to help cover some of those expenses. Again, if you can't donate, that's totally fine. I get it. Times are hard. But if you could at least share, like, comment on that. I do have a couple of TikToks with a couple of snippets of the songs that are on the album. If you could like share those too, that would be pretty cool. I would be forever grateful to you, my loves. Just like I am forever grateful for everyone who tunes in and supports the show. You guys seriously have no idea how much that really means to me. I originally bought all of the equipment that I use for the podcast for singing. Got a little down in the dumps about, you know, a couple of things that fell through, and was like, well, what am I going to do with all this stuff? I think I'm just going to send it back. And John was like, you know, you really should start a podcast. Like, I think you would do really well with it. He's like, you're very good at storytelling. You've got a soothing and inviting voice. I think you know, you should pursue this. And so I did. It was a random Sunday afternoon, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to figure out how to record. I'm going to figure out how to edit. I'm going to figure out how to do all of these things. So I didn't have, I didn't have my own laptop, but my son has a gaming computer. And I'm like, I'm going to just be upstairs for a few minutes. So I took my microphone and I went upstairs and I figured out, you know, after a few, thanks to our good friends at Google, not endorsing the show, figured out what software I would need to use, what settings I needed to put my microphone on. And I'm like, this is awesome. This is cool. Like, I'm going to be able to do this. So I got everything set up and I'm like, okay, all you have to do is hit record and just go, just do it. I was so nervous. It was just me sitting in my son's bedroom in my pajamas, and I was absolutely terrified to make a sound recording of my own voice. And I'm like, seriously, dude, it's just you. But then the little voice inside my head was like, yeah, but there's going to be possibly other people that listen to this. And then I got myself all freaked out. If you've been listening to the show from the very beginning, you know, the first episode was just a little over 2 minutes, and it was the most excruciating 2 minutes of my life. But it has gotten better. I have come a long way with editing. Hopefully I've come a long way with bringing quality content. That's always my hope, is to provide, you know, entertainment. Couple of goofy, you know, cool facts along the way, which one I learned helping Nora with her homework was, did you know that the bite of a crocodile is 10 times stronger than the bite of a gray white shark? I didn't know that. Like, my mind completely blown. Of course, it doesn't really take much to blow my little tiny mind. So there's that too. Oh gosh, speaking of kids, a couple of conversations, you know, that I've had, you know, over the past couple of weeks, just, you know, getting to know new people at work and everything. And we were talking about kids, and this kid cracks me up. So we were doing our morning routine. I don't have to be at work till like 9. So it gives me plenty of time to still get up and still, you know, spend some time with my kiddos and everything. Hey, Des, how's it going? So we decided we were going to stop at the gas station. So we stop at the gas station and we get drinks and everything. And I drop my twins off, and then it's just me and Nora. So I'm like, okay. I was like, hey, kid, let's, you know, throw on some music. Let's get to school. So I didn't know that she had her drink open. And we're going through an intersection, and I hit a bump, and it splashed up in her face. And all I hear from the backseat of the car is, oh, man, my good eye. I start cracking up laughing. This child is 8 years old. Now I'm like, your good eye? She goes, yeah, my right eye. I said, well, I guess it's a good thing that you've got two eyes. You've got your left eye, too. She goes, yeah, but it's not as good as my right eye. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe you should stop spending so much time around Peppa if you're 8 years old and you got a good eye and a bad eye now. But it's, you know, going back to, I'm all over the place. This is why I call it ridiculous ramblings, because I ramble and it's usually ridiculous. But I bought all of this equipment, and I kind of started to get disheartened, because I'm like, nobody's going to listen to this. This is not going to go anywhere. And it's went pretty well. Like, I did not expect to have the, not that I'm, you know, rolling in the thousands of numbers, but I am appreciative for every single person that listens to the podcast. I've said it once, I will say it a million times. Reach out to me through the show's website, through the show's Facebook page, the YouTube page, the email address. I want to connect with everyone that listens to the show. Like, leave me comments, leave me reviews. Like, what do you want to hear somebody talk about? What kind of unique spin do you want put on an idea that you have? Or, you know, maybe you've got a funny dad joke. I am down for the dad jokes that you want shared. Send all of that stuff to me. Like, send me your funny stories. Send me your sad stories. Send me your, you know what? I just need somebody to talk to. And I will gladly be that person for you, because someone has been that person for me one time or another. And it makes all the difference. So I bought this equipment. I've got my podcast going. And then I decided I was going to actually start trying to work on my own music. So I do write a lot of things, but I don't know how to play anything. So I decided to figure out how to use Bandcamp a little bit further. So I have created 3 whole tracks, which I mentioned at the beginning, that are available on Bandcamp. They are also, well, only one is available on Spotify, but it's called Behind Blue Eyes. It's under my nickname, which is Mimi. It's M-I-M-I. And if you want to check those out, that would be great. But this has given me the confidence that I need to pursue other things in my life. So I say all that to go back to this. I had started a new job after being laid off from my last job. And I was, you know, like, okay, cool. Like, I had all this time off and everything. So I saw this audition and I signed up for it. And then I realized, oh, snap. I am going to, I'm going to miss this audition. I was crushed. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to miss this. Like, what the heck, you know? And I'm like, you know what? That's okay. There will be other opportunities to, you know, pursue my dream. And then I get a text message from the talent coordinator for the audition. And she's like, hey, I'm really looking forward to meeting you. I've enjoyed our little conversations that we've had. It'll be nice to, you know, finally see your face. And I looked down and I was like, oh my God, that's tonight. I'm not working. I can still make it to this audition. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have 2 hours to get ready. So I quickly threw my hair back in a ponytail, threw on a pair of jeans, a Jack Skellington t-shirt, my high-heeled boots that are roses and skulls, and a black suit jacket. It was very rocker vibes. It was giving. So I'm like, all right, let's do this. I've got, you know, 2 hours to figure out, one, which monologue I'm going to read for this audition, and two, what song I'm going to sing for this audition. So I am like freestyling in my head, like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And I'm like, you know what? I'll pick a couple of things, and when I get there, I will just know, like, which one I'm supposed to go with. So I get there, and it's at a conference center here at one of the hotels, and I get in there, and there's just me and maybe, like, 2 or 3 other people, and there's this lady that was in there, and she came up, and she was like, oh, hi, it's so nice to meet you. She's like, what's your name? And I'm like, my name's Amy, and she's like, oh, it's nice to meet you. I'm like, it's nice to meet you too. So her and I just kind of had like a little bit of like random like chit chat, like back and forth and everything. And she was like, okay. She's like, well, if you, you know, want to fill this paper out and have a seat. And I'm like, oh, she's one of the ladies. I didn't know that till probably about 5-10 minutes into our conversation. And she goes, okay. She's like, if you want to have a seat, we're going to get started. So we all, you know, she gives her talk and everything. And then she lines everybody up into their categories that they're going to audition for. And so I'm like, okay, here we go. This random thing just popped up on my computer screen. Sorry. relationships, mental health, finding peace. Love those topics for you. Definitely love the live virtual episodes. This is my face. hopefully it's not too scary. Look, I got dressed up for you guys. See my little jingly jingly necklace. It's my favorite. Side note here, and we'll round robin back to that story. I never was a necklace person. I never was a fancy person. As I have gotten older, I have fallen absolutely in love with like bold, like chunky statement necklaces. I've got this one and then I got a really cool one the other day. Almost looks like a gold collar. And it's got black jewels and stuff on it. It's really cute. I'll have to post a picture of it. I'm off tomorrow, but I work Wednesday, so I might post it on Wednesday. But thank you, Des, for those suggestions. Those are definitely a couple of things that I would like to definitely explore. And it's funny because I have to read a monologue for this competition coming up in July. And one of the monologues, I was like just looking up random things because I'm like, I don't know. Like I'm not an actor. I'm not a, you know, theater person. But I was looking up, you know, powerful monologues for women. And one of the monologues that came up was Viola Davis's monologue from Fences, where she's talking to her husband. And I read that. And I just, like, I started crying because it resonated so deep with me. This woman, you know, putting her dreams and her life on hold and pouring everything that she has into her husband to make him succeed, to make, you know, his dreams come true while she basically lives in the shadows and is treated pretty poorly while he's out, you know, pursuing his dreams and his passion. And I can relate to that on a personal level. And that's going to be my monologue that I'm going to do in July. So I get to study and get it up here in the old noodle here. But yeah, definitely relationships, mental health, finding peace. Music is where I find a lot of my peace, and writing. Like, writing is so cathartic too. All the jumbled up emotions and thoughts that I have in my head, I just let them spill out onto the page. And before I know it, I've written a song. Or if not a song, at least just a good little poem. I don't publish a lot of them. I probably should. Like, see, I want to help people, and then I get scared because I think, what if somebody doesn't like this? Or what if they think it's stupid? But you know what? Shame on me, because that thing that I think might be stupid could very well be something that helps someone through a pretty difficult time. So I will be more willing to share and stop being such a big baby. Okay, so back to the audition night. So I'm there in the room, and it's my turn to go up there, and I am just about to die. Like, my heartbeat is just all over my body. And so I go up there, and she's like, can you tell us, you know, what your name is? And I was like, my name's Amy. I'm going to be 40. I'm a mom of three. I've always enjoyed singing and music, and I have a podcast. And so she's like, okay. She's like, why don't you go ahead and read this line for us? So I read the line. It was like for a travel Aruba or something. And then she's like, okay. She's like, go ahead and do your song. And so I sang Ashes by Celine Dion from the Deadpool movie. Sorry, I could see his face. I just couldn't get it out of my mouth. And I got done, and I was so nervous. I was just standing there. I was like, I don't know what to do now. And she looks at me, and she just stares, and she goes, okay, a couple of things. And I'm like, oh God, they're going to say no. They hated it. She said, one, you don't look like you're going to be 40. She's like, you definitely have a very youthful soul, a very youthful personality. She's like, and your looks are very youthful too. She's like, that could work. If you're willing to stretch, she goes, follow me for a second. I think you should do some advertisements. She's like, because you're gorgeous. And I'm like, oh my God, stop. And she was like, so I think that's something we should definitely explore. She's like, your voice, oh my goodness, it's so sultry, and it's like, it's soothing. It's like butter. And I'm like, oh my God, stop. And so she was like, and you're singing. She said, the amount of emotion that you just conveyed through those words, it was absolutely insane. I'm blown away. And she had a person with her that she worked for the production company too. And she said, I was moved. That was really, really great. And the one lady, her name was Kim, and she goes, that's a very big compliment because she never says anything about anyone that auditions. And I was like, oh my God, couldn't find the song. Talk us through how to find it here. I will help you find it right now. It might help if I can type. My goodness. This has been me all day today. I have not been able to type. There we go. It's on. And this is so weird. I don't know why it put it as explicit. There is nothing explicit in this song whatsoever. It's available on Spotify. Who knows if it went to Apple? Apple and I have like a love-hate relationship because it took forever for me to get the podcast on there because I'm apparently stupid. And it's available on Amazon Music. And really cool thing, I just found out that it's a sound on TikTok. So like people can use my song on TikTok. That's really cool. Sorry, I just got all like embarrassed and everything. Ooh, it's a good thing the lights are down in here because I am blushing like right now. I'm gonna upload this audio, so if you are listening, I was doing a live YouTube video, so you can hear my jingle jangly necklace. You can hear me coming like a cat gala. I was extremely blown away and like felt honored to hear such kind words from people. And then she was like, yeah, she's like, we'll definitely be in touch. And so before she had said that, she said, you didn't know who I was when you came in here. She's like, you had no clue. She's like, and you just came in here with your like girl next door personality. And you just started talking to me like I was just, you know, like your best friend. And she goes, the kindredness that I feel with you is very hard to find. She goes, and just put that like with, you know, your personality and, you know, your emotions that you convey like through your speaking and through your singing. And she was like, I definitely think that these are going to be good memories for you to look back on in the future. I was like, oh my God, say less. So I had the official invitation to come to the summer showcase in July. Before I had even gotten home, before I really had even gotten down the road. And I pulled over and ugly cried because I was like, oh my gosh. I want this for, this is going to sound crazy. I want this for me, but I want this more for my kids. To hopefully be able to provide a fantastic future for them. And if it goes somewhere, great. If it only goes somewhere for a little bit, that's great too. I want to show them that it's possible to achieve your dreams. And don't be afraid to achieve your dreams. And, you know, I'm getting ready to be 40 years old. This has been a dream of mine since I was a little kid. Like, I have always loved singing. Like since I was 5 years old, I have been singing my little heart out. And you know, dreams do take time to chase. It's not instantaneous. And I've had this conversation with my son a couple of times. He's like, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with my life. Like I don't have anything figured out. I don't have anything planned. And him and his twin sister, they're getting ready to be 16 in August. And I'm like, baby, listen to me. you are only going to be 16. It's okay not to know what you want to do with your life right now. It's okay to still, you know, think when I grow up. But so and I just told him, I'm like, you know, baby, I'm getting ready to be 40 years old. And I'm not doing what I want to do. But it's never too late to decide, you know, to chase your dreams or to pursue, you know, a different career path. I worked in the medical field in billing and, you know, front desk work, receptionary type work all my life, and then decided to make a complete career change and go into sales. Like, who would have ever thought? I worked in apartments, and that was a great experience. It gave me a lot of good foundation to take into other sales positions, which is what I do now. Now I work in auto sales. Couple of TikToks on that one as well, too, if you want to check them out. Just saying. But yeah, it's, I've had a lot of moving parts going on in my life. And sometimes I get a little overwhelmed. And when I get overwhelmed, I tend to shut down. And I'm working on that. It's a serious character flaw. But I'm going to do better and not shut down and keep everything going, because you guys deserve that. And honestly, this is good for me. Like, this is a good therapy for me to be able to get on and, you know, talk to everyone and just share what little weirdness, you know, I found cool, or share a funny dad joke and everything. Oh my goodness. Speaking of jokes. Oh, can I say this on here? I know I can say it on the podcast. I just don't know if the YouTube will take it down. Now we're going to go for it. Well-behaved women rarely make history. What is the difference between a prostitute and a drug dealer? A prostitute can wash and resell her crack. That came up on TikTok. My TikTok feed has been weird, you guys. It has been so weird. Of course, I've been looking up, you know, like auditions and different songs and different things. So like all this stuff has started popping up. And since I made a couple of the little like TikToks for work with the cars and everything, all these muscle car ads and stuff popping up now. And I downloaded a spicy book. So I've got all that stuff coming up there too. Because that's part of my other ventures. I've been working on a couple of side projects as well, as in between trying to work full time and mom full time and not lose my mind full time. And yeah, there's just been a lot going on. But it's been good things. It's been very, very good things. I'm very excited for the future of Ridiculous Ramblings. I'm very excited for the future of my hopeful singing career. And I hope that you guys will follow me along the way, because I wouldn't be here and have the confidence to do what I'm doing if I didn't have such a great support system. And I appreciate each and every single one of you. I know you hear a lot of people say that and you're like, oh, they're so full of it. They're just saying that to get ratings and viewers and listeners and whatever. But I really do appreciate you guys. Like, if you know me on a personal level, then you know if I tell you I love you, I am not BSing you. I for real love you. Like, that is, you can take that to the bank and that check will clear. Maybe not a personal check for me, but I'm just kidding. But I do. I mean that. And if you do want to reach out, like to leave a comment, a topic for discussion, or just a hey girl, hey, you can do that through the show's Facebook page, which is Ridiculous Ramblings. You can do that here on YouTube. You can reach out to me on TikTok. And you can go to my website, which is, this is what I do on the show because I get confused with the W's. www.ridiculousramblings.com. ridiculousramblings.com. Or you can send me an email at ridiculousramblings@gmail.com. And if you're new to the show, it's RIDDICKULOUS. Spelled a little bit differently. You need a link. You still can't find it. Okay. All right. I got you, fam. Hang on 1 second. Ooh, that's bright light. How you doing? You good? I saw your food stuff pop up on here. It looks delicious. I'm a fan. I do love me some pasta dishes. Just done with shrimp. I got allergies. Okay, hopefully this doesn't start playing. I just want to share this. I don't want it to start playing right now and make everybody deaf. Copy song. There we go. Okay. I gotcha. Ah, success. Oh my goodness. Oh man. We had good for you. Look at you going. Networking, making those connections. I love it. I need to get more availability so you and I can do a podcast episode together on my channel and then do another one on your channel. And that was really fun when I got to jump in with you on that one with you and your brother and everything. I like that. Oh, goodness. But, yep. So that's kind of been my life in a nutshell. Trying to make some big changes. So I started talking about Nora earlier. That's my daughter. It's my baby child. She was like, wait, what are you doing? And I said, well, mommy's going to go be in a competition. And she's like, where? And I'm like, in Florida. And she like disappeared. And I'm like, what happened here? And she started, like, I went up to check on her and she was crying. And I'm like, baby, why are you crying? And she said, because you're going to have to move to Florida and you're going to leave us here. And I'm like, oh my God. I was like, I don't have to move to Florida. I have to go there for a week for the competition, but I'm not moving there. And I'm like, I would never move anywhere and not take you guys with me. Like, I could never. I know there are days that they drive me absolutely insane, but I would be lost without my babies. Like, absolutely lost. And there's not, like, I've, in between all of the stuff that's been going on, of course, there's always that self-doubt. And her and I were in the car on our way to school. And we were doing something. I think I like sang the lyrics to the song wrong. And I was like, oh my goodness. I was like, baby, what's wrong with mommy? And she's like, nothing. Just so matter of factly, so seriously that I started crying because there is nothing wrong. I'm scared, but that's a good thing. Like, it's not always a bad thing to be scared. It's, you know, it's going to be good. There's going to be good changes. There's going to be lots of good things. But she just, the kid, they've got my heart, like, all over the place. Like, they're so supportive. I'm going to get choked up. I am so lucky to have such great kids. I'd like to think that some of it's parenting, but I do think a lot of it is just a blessing that God knew I was going to need these kids and he sent them to me. And I'm so thankful and I'm so lucky to be their mama, like beyond lucky. You know, they're kind and they're compassionate kids and they have been so supportive over this whole journey, and I cannot say it enough or express it enough that I'm so thankful for them. So thankful for them. Sorry, I got a little choked up there for a second, but oh gosh, I just wanted to jump on here and tell you guys, hey, that I've missed doing this over the last 2 weeks, and tomorrow is going to be a full day, so I knew I wasn't going to be able to hop in and do it tomorrow. It is my day off, but I've got like 50 things going on. Got to be up early in the morning, get the kids dropped off, and then I got to be in Elkhart, which is about a 35-40 minute drive from here, by 10 a.m. And then I've got about an hour worth of projects to do in Elkhart. And then I have to be back here in South Bend and take Nora to the dentist. And then after she's done with the dentist, then I have to be over in Granger, which is a 25 minute drive for me, for I'm going to the spa. Like, I'm going to get a massage and a pedicure. And then after that, I have my first meeting with my coach for the competition. I'm so excited, but I'm terrified at the same time. So send all the good vibes and loves. I would greatly appreciate it. They turn us into just an absolute mess sometimes. Like, just like Michaela, she's my oldest daughter. That child amazes me. She first started out wanting to learn how to play the guitar. So we got her a guitar. And she lasted on that. And she just got frustrated with it. She's like, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to play the keyboard. And I'm like, okay, well, we'll get you a keyboard. So we got her a keyboard. And that girl has just by ear taught herself how to play. Like, she can play All of Me from John Legend all the way through. And she can play probably about like 8 or 10 church songs that they do at the church on the keyboard, and she does amazing. And I'm like, I'm blessed, like, to have such, you know, a talented kiddo. And, you know, Micah is just, he's the sweetest boy ever. And I'm so thankful for the way that he's really blossomed over the last year. Like, he was in that I don't want to hug mom phase. And it about killed me. And now I get a hug like every day. Sometimes I get 2 hugs a day. And that is the absolute best medicine for me. And Nora, she's still at that phase where mom's pretty cool. So we put on music and sing loud and dance badly. And it's a good time. I love it. I absolutely love my babies. Yes, a full body massage. No stones. That kind of weirds me out a little bit. Like, I'm afraid I'm going to get burned, and I scar too easy for that. So it's good. So it's going to be, it's a full body Swedish massage. And then after that, I will have a fancy schmancy pedicure. So who knows? Maybe one of the ways I fund my trip. I'm just kidding. I got country feet. Ain't nobody going to pay for that. Oh my goodness. I didn't realize how much I really needed this. Like, this has been really good. And I hope that it's been good for everybody that's listened. I hope that you guys are all doing fantastic. I hope you had a great weekend. I hope you have a great day today. And yeah. You can try it if you want to. I'm a big chicken. Like, when it comes to like the hot stone stuff. I don't know. It just weirds me out a little bit, but you should definitely try it. You try it and then you tell me how it goes and then we'll see if I'm brave enough to try it. Oh my goodness. But well, this has been great. I'm very thankful that you stopped by. Thank you so much. I appreciate it for hanging out with me. And I do need to try. Oh God, it's almost 1 o'clock in the morning. I do need to try to get a little bit of sleep because I gotta still get up early, even on my day off. Gotta run these chirrins and get the rest of my day started. Hopefully my voice doesn't crap out on me because I need it tomorrow. So another cool thing, I'm still, you know, no matter what happens, I'm still going to be working on music in between the, you know, the road to Orlando. And that's what I'm going to do tomorrow. I made a connection through actually the podcast for someone who is a guitar player, and I sent him a couple of original things, and we're going to talk about them tomorrow and see what kind of, you know, picking and grinning he got figured out for it. So be on the lookout, maybe updating that album with, you know, 2-4 more songs. Oh my gosh. Well, I think that about does it for today. I hope wherever you're listening from that you are doing well, not just, you know, having a good day, but you're doing well mentally, you're doing well physically, and you're doing well emotionally. And remember, if you're not and you need someone to talk to, I am always available. I am just a mouse click away. You can send me an email. You can reach out through the show's Facebook page. You can reach out through the show's website. And I will be there and I will listen. I check my email religiously. So I'm here if you need me. And I hope you all have a great day. I hope you have a great evening, depending on when you're listening to this. Since I haven't done the show in a while, I don't have the tour dates pulled up in front of me, but check out Bump and Uglies. You can go to their website, which is www.bumpanduglismusic.com. Definitely check them out. Their Optimism in the Key of F Sharp is definitely a good song if you are having a bad day. It is fantastic. I highly recommend it. So until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you. Bye. And I actually do that on every episode. You guys just can't see it. Love you guys.